Good morning, Nachum. Good Shabbos, everybody. Whoa. We are up to the last Shabbos of the year. And according to the Chinuch, we have the last two mitzvos of the Torah. This Shabbos, we have the two parshios of Nitzavim and Vayelech. In Parshas Nitzavim, according to the Chinuch, there are no mitzvos, and you have in Parshas Vayelech the last two mitzvos, namely the mitzvah of Hakel, every seventh year on first day Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the king did, and please God, will read the Torah to the Jewish nation. And finally, the 613th mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. Each one personally is commanded to so do. The Rush helps us by telling us that if one cannot actually write or commission the writing of a Sefer Torah by having a Jewish library, which is the purpose of Torah, to study Torah by having the Jewish library within your home, it's not only a beautiful decoration, but use it. The Svarim are that opportunity for Talmud Torah. Okay, speaking about Talmud Torah, I'd like to introduce a fascinating machlukes to you, and that is in chapter 30, which begins with 10 psukim talking about tshuva, that in the future, as the Rambam writes, the Torah has not just predicted, but has stated that the Jewish people will do tshuva, will repent, will come closer to Hashem, and read through the first 10 psukim. They are especially exciting because we pray that we are living through this in our day. Immediately thereafter, the Torah says that this mitzvah, which I am commanding you, is not hidden from you, and it is not in heaven, it is not across the sea, but rather, it is beficha, bilvavcha la'asoso. It's in your mouth, in your heart, to perform it. This paragraph begins, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. Which mitzvah are we talking about? So Rashi understands that this mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the study of Torah. And Rashi brings the Gemara in Eiravin 55a, that were the Torah in heaven, we would be obligated to ascend the heavens in order to study Torah. However, the Ramban in this chapter 30, Pasuk 11, understands that these verses refer not to Talmud Torah, but to the mitzvah of tshuva, of repentance, of which the preceding paragraph was clearly referring. And these psukim are a continuation of tshuva. And I'd like to suggest that in reality, there is not a major disagreement between these great commentaries. Rather, Talmud Torah and tshuva merge into a common objective. How? That the study of Torah leads one to tshuva. And these two independent mitzvos merge into one transformative and uplifting result. The Zohar in Parshas Truma 161 teaches Histakel be'oraisa ubara alma. Hashem looked into the Torah, which served as the blueprint and subsequently created the world. The Torah was the vehicle for creativity. Now we are taught, as we had in last week's parsha of Kisavo, Ve'olachtu Bidrachav, that we are to emulate Hashem's way. And the Gemara in Sota 14a asks, how is it possible to emulate Hashem? So the Gemara there answers that you're right. However, what can we do? We can emulate His ways. And the Gemara goes on to say, this is Rabbi Chama, the Rabbi Chanina, how can we emulate Hashem's ways? That Mahu Mal Bisharumim, as He clothes the naked, as He made clothes for Adam and Chava, so are we. As Hashem visited the sick, Bikrucholim, when He visits Avraham after his circumcision, so are we. As Hashem Nichem Aveilim, comforted the mourners, as we find at the end of Chayesara, that Hashem comforts Yitzchak, and as Hashem buried the dead, Hashem buried Moshe, so are we. So we are to emulate the ways of Hashem. I'd like to suggest that just as He, Hashem, studied the Torah, and He used its energy to create a world, so too the Jew is to study Torah and become energized himself, and therefore he's to create. And who is he creating? He's creating himself. And as Hashem created a world with a capital W, man, who is also referred to as a world unto himself in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah teaches the follow. The Lamedcha, it comes to teach you this Mishnah. Shkolam Abid Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael. If God forbid, one kills and removes one soul from this world, Malol HaVakosav, we look upon that individual, Kilu Ibeid Olam Mole, as if he has destroyed an entire world. A person is a world unto himself. And therefore, what are we being taught? That we should utilize the same blueprint. Namely, we should utilize Torah to constantly create and recreate oneself. It's interesting to note that on the pasuk in the beginning paragraph of creation, based upon the pasuk, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Voker, the Medrash teaches that this world that Hashem created was not His first creation, but rather He created prior worlds and destroyed them, and then proceeded to create additional worlds until this world. Now Rabbi Salvechik, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, understands this to mean not that Hashem was attempting to get it right and needed several tries, rather teaching us the very important idea that man too has the ability to not only create, but recreate, whether it is a significant personal loss, financial loss, man can pick up the pieces and recreate his environment. Similarly, the mitzvah of tshuva is based upon the principle that man can recreate himself. As Hashem utilized the Torah to energize the world, similarly, the study of Torah provides man with the energy, the ability for him to recreate himself. Now, how do we know that Torah is energy? Whoa! We learn this from an interesting Gemara in Zvachim 1:16a, which teaches that at the time of the giving of the Torah, the entire world understood that an earth-shaking event was occurring. They ran to their prophet Bilam, and they inquired as to the nature of the event. And our rabbis understand that this is what we find in Tilim Chaf Tes. Tilim Chaf Tes is Mizmor LeDavid. It happens to be the Tehillim that we stand for on Leil tonight, Kabbalah Shabbos. We sit for Lechuna Ranana, but we stand for Mizmor LeDavid, which has Hashem's name in it 18 times, and therefore this is the source for Shmona Esrei, Hashem with 18 brachos, and the familiar words, Hashem Lamabul Yoshav. This is the end of the Kapitel Tehillim. According to the Gemara, they were asking Bilam a question, Hashem Lamabul Yoshav. Is Hashem going to destroy the world again with a flood? No. What does Bilam answer? Hashem owes Le'amo Yitain. Hashem is giving strength to his nation. What is he doing? He's giving them the Torah. So we see that this is, that the Torah is referred to as strength. David HaMelech refers to Torah as strength. And it is this strength which enables the Jew to constantly strengthen his faith and his character. We are taught in the third chapter of Avos, Mishnah 7, that not only when a group of people are engaged in Talmud Torah, are they joined by the Shekhinah, divine presence, but even an individual by himself is privileged to have Hashem at his side. The very presence of the divine, the Shekhinah, which accompanies the study of Torah, enables the individual to imbibe holiness, which has a transformative effect upon the individual, motivating them towards greater personal holiness and tshuva. Interesting, on the theme of Histakel Boraisa, Ubara Alma, Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. The Ashkenazic community throughout the world starts Slichos this Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because Slichos is to be said minimally 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, which we have this year, with Rosh Hashanah being on Wednesday night, Thursday, starting with Motzoi Shabbos, we have the 4 days before. Where does this number 4 days come from? It comes from the Korban Pesach, where in chapter 12 of Shmos, we're told to take the Korban Pesach, designated on the 10th of the month of Nisan, and it should be Mishmeres. You are to examine it, guard it. You're to look at it to make sure that there has no blemish for these 4 days, and then you're to offer it on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. Now watch, something very, very interesting. You'll take a look in Parshas Pinchas. At the end of Parshas Pinchas, you have the Musafim, the additional korbanos that were brought on every Yom Tov. So if you look at every Yom Tov, you have, starting with the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Torah says, V'kravtem, you are to bring and to offer a korban. Right? A korban olol Hashem. And next paragraph, in chapter 28, you have 28 verse 27, V'kravtem olol, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And look at Yom Kippur, in chapter 29. Once again, the Torah says the term of Hekravtim in Pasuk 8. And go to Sukkot, where you have once again in Pasuk 13, Hekravtim. So you have in each of the holidays, you want to bring a korban. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and only Rosh Hashanah, chapter 29, verse 2, Va'asisem Ola, you are to make an elevation offering. How can we make an offering? So the answer that our rabbis tell us so powerfully is that through Slichos, we make ourselves the korban. What does that mean? Slichos for the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah serves that same purpose as Bikur Mum, We are doing introspection on ourselves. How is this done in Slichos? Through the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of Hashem. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun. And what are we saying? We're saying Hashem very powerfully, don't judge me the way I am now, but judge me the way I want to be. How do I want to be? I want to histakel be'oraisa. I want to get into these 13 midos, which is not merely a recitation, but one has to take upon himself, as Rabbi Yochanan actually says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah 17b, that you are vasisem, you are to do these midos of Hashem. Ah, histakel ba'oraisa, our examining these 13, ubara alma, has the capacity to recreate ourselves. What a fascinating idea. And therefore, as we approach the forthcoming Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which the Medrash Tehillim understands the pasuk in Tehillim 102:19 in the Kapitel Tehillim, which begins Tefillah Le'Ani, a prayer of the Ani, of the poor, afflicted one, in that Tefillah, in Pasuk 19, 102:19, we have V'am Nivra Yahalel Ka, a nation that is newborn will praise Hashem. What does this mean, a nation that is newborn? So, the Chachamim understand this verse to mean Rosh Hashanah, when the Jewish people are reborn, not only by virtue of Hashem judging them favorably for the forthcoming year, but the pasuk substantiates the lofty concept that the people, we have the ability, the capacity to recreate ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. And I pray that the strong, powerful partnership between Talmud Torah and Shuva adds an additional level of excitement and enthusiasm to our renewed commitment of Talmud Torah for the forthcoming year. Torah and Tshuva. Torah refines. Torah uplifts. And finally, may our personal resolve add additional strength to our Chayolim on the front lines in Eretz Yisrael, given the unity and responsibility of one Jew for another, our personal commitment for Torah and subsequently tshuva will not only enrich our lives, but please God, theirs as well. Shabbat Shalom to all.